three unamplified.
No.
It's not gonna reach anywhere.
I hope you can hear me, and if not, I'll move to that. In the spirit of most of the comment and criticism of the diaries and book reviews that appear, I started to do no research for tonight. But the thing that struck me most about reading about Meekin's diary was, one, most of the people who wrote about it had not read the diary. Two, even some of those who did had no historical knowledge of Meekin, what he had written and what he had said. And three, they seem to have little understanding of the context in which Meekin's views as expressed in the diaries would have lived. And the result of that, it seems to me, is an absolute distortion, both of Meekin, of American society, American thought, and the history of America during this period. I was a little suspicious about my own reaction to this. Particularly, I thought that the anti-Semitic and the anti-black comments that were in Meekin would be something that I was perhaps misreading. But I have noticed since then, in talking to people who are sensitive to those things, who have read the diaries and who do know something about Meekin's history, that they agree that this has really been a tempest in a teapot. The most recent evidence I was given of that is about 2 weeks ago, the Democrat Library sponsors something called a Meekin Lecture that occurs on the Saturday closest to his birthday every year, and they invite somebody, usually a year or two in advance. This year they invited Arnold Rampersad, who is a Woodrow Wilson professor of English at Princeton, who is black and is naturally concerned more so than I would be, or than anyone in this audience, I believe, would be, about the racial implications of what he found in Meekin's diary. Now, I may have misunderstood him, but I believe what he said was that there's nothing in the diary that would suggest that Meekin was a racist, or, as he put it, very much of one, if he was one. He said he did not think call a man a racist unless there was evidence that he had a systematic theory of race. You see, he did not see that in the diary. And he said two more things, and then I'll pass the microphone on. He said that, I think you can judge me. And by the way, there's a great deal in the diaries, for those of you who have not read it, in which Meekin talks about his black servant. And Professor Bramper said, as I say with Black, said this, said, I think you can judge a man by his treatment of his maid, especially if the man is white, the maid is black, and the country is the United States of America. Well, I think that's true, and I think that anyone who excerpted just those parts of the diary that dealt with Meekin's relationship and his comments on the black servants in his house would just never cross your mind to think that this man was a racist. If I understood the professor, he did say, though, that he found evidence of Meekin having this systematic racist philosophy. He said it was first expressed, the only place that it's understood is that he found it expressed in any systematic way, was an essay that Meekin wrote just before World War I. He pointed out, Professor Rampersad pointed out, that this was at a time when white racism, white supremacy, was becoming quite popular in America. This was at the time that the new segregation laws were being imposed throughout the South. Woodrow Wilson had just reinstituted segregation in Washington, D.C. Some of the social philosophers were advocating theories of white supremacy as opposed to African racism. The movie, The Birth of a Nation, was very popular. All of this was happening. And at that moment, Mencken wrote The Sahara of the Ozarks, which was ostensibly a criticism of Southern culture, but as explained in a way that I won't try to do it by Professor Amberstadt, this was really a critique and a criticism and ultimately a put-down of Anglo-Saxon race. And that, he says, is the only place he's familiar with in all of Mencken in which you could say this is the thought of a racist, and the target, of course, was the pretensions of the white race at a time when it was feeling its own way, I suppose it hasn't since then. So I didn't write any of that in my review of the book, The American Spectator. I saw nothing in any review anywhere that suggested this. It seems to me that, that the majority of the people, even those of us who were right about me, missed an important point, and something that needs to be, I think, explored further. I don't automatically